Well, I've got it from the horse's mouth here at Copenhagen. I just spoke to Ed Miliband, who is the main climate negotiator for the British, despite the fact that Gordon Brown is here. And this thing, this climate change summit has collapsed at the moment. They're trying very hard to get it back together again, but it is quite clear that the Indians are thinking of going. A number of people have already gone, and they're desperately fighting to try and keep people here to try again to get some sort of agreement. But the biggest breakdown factor is the fact that the Chinese do not want external monitoring of what they do to try to combat and what they actually achieve in terms of combating carbon emissions. And I have to say that the possibility must exist, given that Obama's speech this morning when he arrived was so evidently targeted at the Chinese, in that it mentioned transparency, that's this monitoring issue, time and time and time again. He even added stuff spontaneously that wasn't in the released script. And I suspect he will not be damaged by going back to the United States empty-handed, that indeed it will actually enhance his position, that he will be able to go back there and say, I stood tall, the Chinese are the people who resisted it, now let's get to it and see how we deliver on our own climate, our own carbon emissions. It may make his attempts to get carbon emission limits through Congress in a way that if he'd gone back successfully with a rather generous offer, not that we've seen such a thing, he'd have been in a very difficult position. He's in a much easier position domestically. So we may have seen some very big-time power play with both China and America looking to their domestic needs above those of the rest of the world. I'll boo again when there is something more to report. Ed Miliband, I just spoke to, and they've gone back in to try and have a further meeting, but he was all but accepting that it was, that's kind of it.